be when the bride is old, but from every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of Man, command the stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdom of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all its power and glory, for it was handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus asks, "Tell us, teach us, not to put us into temptation." But you might ask, why he himself let the Holy Spirit guide him to the desert for 40 days, fasting, prayer, and then temptation? So Jesus is different than us, right? It's strange, as if the purpose of the 40 days is for temptation. But I think it's not that. You know, after the baptism of River Jordan, this is a time he will start his mission. So prayer. Whenever we have ordination, like the priestly ordination, or bishop ordination, usually we have at least a week to 10 days retreat. It's a kind of retreat for Jesus. So after 40 days fasting, you can imagine how human body will be weak. So even not intentionally, there are always temptations. Temptation comes when you're weak, right? It's not because weakness is temptation, it's the devil the devil start weakness. Weakness can be a sign of strength whenever you trust in the Lord. Now, Jesus is teaching us one very important thing confronting temptation. We can avoid temptation, right? We cannot avoid. Jesus only asked us to pray, let us not into temptation. I mean, temptation itself. There is always temptation at the doorway. Just not to enter into. All his disciples, if all the temptations, you know, believing, not believing. But Jesus invited them, trust. Now, Jesus, he gave us a very good example. He didn't negotiate with the devil to tell him, you can change the stone into bread. Then he might say, yeah, but well, my father asked me not to change to do this thing, that. Straightforward. No. The word of God first. Man does not live on bread. Finish. And go ahead with your thing. Otherwise, we will fall in the same situation as our great-great-grandmother, Eve. She negotiates, talk to the evil spirit. Nice serpent, no? Why don't you eat this bread, this fruit? No, we cannot. God said, you should not. Finish. But then she entered into another contemplation with the devil. And the devil, another mind, why not? It's a kind of smooth air, sweet air. Why don't? So sweet. Then a deeper layer. The devil say, if you eat it, you like God himself. And then Eve, as waking from her dream, this God, you are afraid that we become you, so you don't allow us to eat this fruit. So then, in her mind already enter into temptation. She said, why not? That's the thing. We are not smart enough. Jesus is smart enough not even dare to talk to the devil against, because he has a human body, you know. The more you try to negotiate, the less you win the battle. You know, the devil, originally, what a beautiful spirit, angels. They are angels. They are like close to God. They're beautiful, understanding everything. Just the difference is, one is a creator, he a creature. That's the point. This creature doesn't want to be under this creator. Why? You always, why? We have to under you. We are the same spirit, great, beautiful, understanding, powerful. That's the point. Pride comes into the mind of the devil, of this original holy angel. Once, Sister Faustina was asking Jesus, why Jesus? When the angels say no, they all go down to the hell. And why we human being? For so many times, we sin against you, and still give us all this absolution, forgiving us all the time. It's an interesting question, huh? It's a good question, because Sister Faustina never studied theology and never studied neither. She is only a cook, working in the kitchen, at the doorway. She has no simplicity, real simple, simple mind. So asking Jesus all the simple things we like to hear. What Jesus says, these angels, They have all the understanding. They know what's the consequence. And they choose to be against God. And you human being, since you have a body, so a kind of, you know, understanding, you understand many things. And still you have the chance to convert yourself. The angel was denied because they permanently against it, not against the creature. But man, still you have, because you don't know much. So that's why Jesus come on earth to tell us what we are, who we are, where we are going to. If you still, I want to go to hell, just go. And Faustina was again kind of inspiration. God never condemned anybody to hell. Never send anybody to hell. Unless they want to go to hell. Nobody. God is love. How can he send people to hell? Nothing. Nothing of this way. God is love. He does so much. Even the last moment, he gives hope to all of us. One of the best examples is the one nailed on the cross. You know, there are two. One is still criticizing Jesus. If you are the Son of God, make us, three of us, go down. And then the other one say, friend, we are sinners. We were what we are, we have. But this is a just man. He's called man. He has a conscience that counts. He recognized he himself a sinner. So just under voice, Lord, remember me when you go to paradise. And what Jesus says, tonight you will be with me. He was a thief for 30 years more. And of course, killing, stealing, all this rubbish. Just one heart, contrite heart. Tonight you will be with me. The kind of simplicity, it's a salvation. Another example is Peter. In the beginning, Peter wasn't a learned man. He was a simple fisherman. One day Jesus was passing Sea of Galilee. Henry was washing his legs. And then Jesus asked him, using his boat, on the boat, Jesus preached. Afterwards, Jesus asked him, go to the death. And said, let your nets and shed the nets. And then Peter says, Lord, for the whole night we are fishing, we have nothing. But if you say this, we will do it. I think in his mind is still doubting, a little bit doubt. He is a fisherman. Jesus is a carpenter. I know more than you. But since for the whole night I have nothing, I lose nothing. So just try. Perhaps in his mind say, go to the death. Might be the shadow of a place. It's the place of the fish at that time. In the morning time, might be in the shadow place, not in there. So he just, Lord, I'll just follow you, your instruction. Then you can, you know, one boat, two boats, all full of fishes. Come back. And Jesus, and Peter knelt down at Jesus. Lord, leave me. I am a sinner. Before him is a miracle. He recognized He's Jesus. He teaches something different, somebody different. He knelt down. Kind of respect. And say, sorry, I'm a sinner. Did Jesus reproach him? No. Peter, from right now on, you will be the fisherman of men. No more fish, men. Double. What always God giving is double then, or triple, or many, many times than we think. Right? The wedding of Cana, Mary only tell Jesus, they don't have enough wine. That means already they drink a lot already. Just not enough. A few more bottles is good enough. They gave the big jar. And the best. Why you now give us the best after we drink so much the second class wine, and then now you give me the first class wine, and there's so much they cannot finish. Many might be drunk that day. I don't know. Jesus that just don't care. He just love. No, Jesus wonderful. He just love. For me, I will count how many people. Okay, so enough bottles, not too much. Otherwise, you will get drunk. Although you're not driving, but still, you can be drunk and cannot go away, go home. I will think in this way. But Jesus, not this way. It's exceptionally love. Nothing else but love. So what we learn from today's gospel? First, don't negotiate with temptations. Straight ahead, go to the Word of God. You have the Bible. You have the Word of the Lord. I tell you, if you really want to follow Jesus, at a time of trial, always, always there is the Word of God coming up into the mind. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Coming up doesn't mean you follow, eh? Listen and stop there. Tell the devil. Three times. All quotes. Even the devil is also quote, eh? Right? The third, he's quoting. Very smart, eh? Therefore also quote. Jesus quote the gospel, no, not gospel, the Holy Scripture, and he also quote the quote scripture. The angels will hold you, that. Of course, not the same meaning. So, Jesus stopped there. And then, for us, important, trust in the divine mercy. Trust. I don't know how, but always happened. Jesus promised, those who would look at the picture of divine mercy, grace will flow into their hearts. Because men, we, doesn't believe very much. We don't. We seem to be very close to Jesus, but our heart is not always. Our heart is all wandering, unbelieving. Externally, of course not. We try to behave close to Jesus. But what more important is it really, you mean it? Are you really close to Him? You really believing? Trusting? Extreme moments of trial. So the last thing, today we shared a diary of Sister Faustina. She told Jesus, whatever, if you give me graces, I take it. If all the crosses, even until I die, the date of I die, I will thank you, Jesus. So with the heart of thankfulness, Sister Faustina suffered a lot. First of all, by his sisters. Nobody trusts her, believe her. They all see in her a dreamer. fantasy, but real. With simplicity, you see, she went through and thanking Jesus all the time. So let us put our hearts not into all these temptations, but with the word of the Lord, believing and really entrusting and really following Jesus. What is impossible for man is possible for God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.